You're stuck in the middle with Alan Edwards.
So the bloated orange one made yet another casual comment about his relationship with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. He continues to tout their very good relationship and repeatedly indicates plans to reach out to the authoritarian leader. But here's what should stop us in our tracks. A sitting U.S. president openly bragging about his cozy relationship with the world's most brutal dictator. Think about it for a moment. We're talking about Kim Jong-un, a man who runs prison camps, executes political opponents, and has developed nuclear weapons while his people starve to death. And our president describes their relationship as very good and calls Kim a smart guy. But here's the truly disturbing part. This barely makes headlines anymore. We've become so accustomed to the extraordinary statements that they've become ordinary. The mainstream media treats these comments just as another Tuesday. Cable news mentions it in passing, buries it between segments of celebrity gossip and sports scores. When did we decide that normalizing relations with dictators is just a part of American foreign policy discourse? When did statements that have ended political careers a generation ago become background noise now? This isn't about partisan politics. This isn't about the erosion of the capacity for outrage when it's actually warranted. We've developed a kind of collective amnesia where each shocking statement overrides the last one until nothing shocks us anymore. The danger isn't just in the statement itself. It's in our shrug. It's in the fact that we've stopped demanding better. We've lowered the bar so far that we've forgotten where we put it. Every democracy depends on citizens who remember what normal looks like. When we lose our ability to be appropriately outraged by the inappropriate, we lose something essential about who we are as a nation. So the next time you hear something that should be shocking, ask yourself, am I shocked? And if not, maybe that's the most shocking thing of all.